So I pretty much got, I think, one of the nicest compliments, at least to me, what was one of the nicest compliments today. I ran all the way up to Sunset, and I said, one of these days I'm going to run to the Viper Room, and I did, and say hi to the door guy. And he's, I don't think I've said it out loud, Loose Fang on Twitter. And I was there, whatever, chatting, and I'm in my running clothes, like running shoes, some like biker shorts, and this like sports bra and top and stuff. And then someone starts talking to me and they're like, oh, wow, you here for the show? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I'm in the middle of running. I just stopped to say hi. And he's like, oh, well, you look great. You're beautiful. So it doesn't matter, I guess, sweaty or whatever I'm wearing. And I just thought that was so nice. But he wasn't trying to get in my pants or anything. Like, he was just a general nice guy. Because after that, he moved on. He didn't try to pursue, which, I mean, I knew it was a normal compliment. I can tell sleazy guys when I hear or see it, but I thought that was so sweet. And then I said back to him, I'm like, well, I guess you couldn't tell also because most people go out with that greasy 5-day-old look anyways, right? Wearing the same sweaty ass nasty clothes and smelling like BO. I'm not gonna mention names or anything. I'm just kidding. And then I looked around and I'm like, well, I guess I could have technically gone in like this. I mean, I've seen worse that walk through. I mean, this guy had his face painted. Like, I don't know if it was painted or like, I don't know. I couldn't tell if it was tattoo or paint because it looked like it could have been white makeup. But then on the eyes were like splats of paint, but like big, like covering the entire like eye socket onto his cheek and just like melting out. It's pretty crazy. And he might have been like 5'3" or 2". He was shorter than me. And I'm 5'4". So yeah. Actually, I looked in the mirror right now. I don't look that bad for some reason. Normally, maybe because I ran at night. When I run during the day, I come back a horrid mess. And tomorrow, well, tonight, because let's not talk about tomorrow yet. Tonight, I've got to prepare myself for tomorrow, which is, I'm doing hair for a photo shoot and like a promo video. She wants me to create 5 hairstyles on this girl. I'm half excited, half freaked the fuck out. But this is going to be my job, so I better fucking bring it. Which is why I'm gonna like go through some pictures, and I have some doll heads. I'm gonna recreate the look, or try to, or I don't know, at least prepare myself so I don't show up completely fucking lost, and pack my lunch. Because I don't know how long I'm going to be there, and probably all day, and I'm probably going to be responsible for my own food, and I don't know what there is around there, and it's probably like McDonald's or something. I don't want to get something nasty. And of course I always want drinks and stuff, and you know, pack my little Hello Kitty lunchbox. So wish me luck on that. I get all the pictures of this fabulous hair. I hope to God it's fabulous. But I shouldn't doubt myself. Because I'm a goat. The greatest of all time. I just learned that a few hours ago. I'm going to start saying that more often. Goat. Bye.